Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson, is this hard rock, heavy metal? What is this?
This is your sweet spot.
You broke from...
I know. Late 90s, maybe? Early 90s?
Okay, so you broke free from your genre and your trends earlier. I see what you did. Yeah. A little self-scouting, and you wanted to break your trends. Get
you
out
got
of
that
here.
Right.
Well done. It is 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. It's been a spirited show, holiday spirit. We gave away a Drake May autograph football. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Especially
the gift
this time of year, because you can either keep it or you could be the really cool uncle or whatever, rewrap it and give like some kid a Drake May autographed football for Christmas.
My God, imagine opening that up now.
Like, and if
especially
you're a kid,
in
yeah.
3 weeks when you're the AFC East winner and the presumptive number one seed and you're unwrapping a Drake May ball, future Hall of Famer, which I saw you had to clarify in the text line that you
yes.
do believe that.
Yeah.
Drake May ball, that's unbelievable.
That is pretty, and especially at a time where if you are an uncle or an aunt or a grandfather or a father and you're looking for Drake May jerseys, they are not easy to find.
Tough to find.
Especially since Fanatics took over the whole world, so once it's not available at Fanatics, it's not available anywhere else either. Yeah, unless you're like 400 pounds, Drake May jerseys are basically impossible
Drake
to
May,
find.
Everything Drake May is, like, the market for that. Talk about something that if you just wanted to sort of like speculate and do right by yourself, all of his merch, the jerseys, autographed balls, Drake May trading cards. Like, I got my oldest boy when the Patriots drafted him a year and a half ago, like a Bowman chrome thing. It had a picture of him in a Drake UNC jersey. I spent $30 on eBay. It's worth over $150 now.
Oh, yeah. It's gone through
the
roof.
It has quintupled in its value because it's just like you're just speculating on who's going to do well. And because his rise has been so meteoric, like, that'll make a kid's Christmas like that.
And Fitzy, we've gone for years on the Six Rings pod talking about sort of the jersey buying idea.
Yep.
If you had asked me after week one, $180 for a Drake May jersey after he just went out there and lost and looked kind of like a deer in headlights against the Raiders. If you had
nothing
said,
honestly, nothing special week one at all.
$180, I'd hold off a little bit. Well, if you held off now, you might not be able to buy it because he got really good, really fast, and is really popular right now. So it happens.
And his wife is the most popular baker on TikTok.
It's everywhere, which I still don't really get that. Like, has anyone actually baked some of her recipes? Are they that
good? She's doing a Bakesmas now. I don't know if you know that. So she's doing the 25 days of Bakesmas. Every day she bakes or makes something different.
Is she Stiz?
Yesterday it was like this holiday bark with chocolate and cranberries and orange and like the comments from Pats fans who have just blown her up into an internet superstar, honest to God, are great. And yet this is now another thing that is driving, like, that is nails on a chalkboard, rusty nails in the eardrums of, like, Bills fans, Jets fans, Dolphins fans. I love it. Go. I hope Ann Michael May is the new Martha Stewart.
All right, everybody, cross your fingers because it is 5:07:45. That means it's time for The Drive.
Yeah!
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep!
top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we let off the show talking about the Red Sox because they made a trade. Johan Oviedo, and I checked it during the break. We are saying it right. I stumbled upon the Major League Baseball pronunciation packet on the desk behind me during one of the breaks.
That's real?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole packet. So you get anybody, Fitzy, you want me to know, I can look them up by team, tell you how to say their name. But Oviedo, I know how to say his name. My question is, what will I be saying about his role and his performance? The password goes in the deal, five-player deal, but those are the particulars. Those are the high-end names you're interested in. What are we going to be talking about? Are we talking about their number three starter? Are we talking about a back end of the rotation guy? Are we talking about a guy who's going to be used in a high-leverage bullpen role, for all we know, could be groomed to be Chapman's replacement? Are we going to be happy about this trade when we get to midseason? What are the Red Sox getting from the Pirates?
In Oviedo, they are getting a back end of the rotation guy.
Yeah.
They're not getting a super penner. They're not getting a Chapman replacement. I can't imagine that's what they saw in this guy. Because he doesn't have the control to be a shutdown, really. Like, for a guy that, what is it, Dan? Walks, career-wise, it was walks one out of every nine guys, but last year ballooned up to one out of every seven.
Yeah, 11% and 15%. Brutal. Yeah,
you can't do that. You can't do that as a closer. So unless I see this as a classic example of Breslow and Bailey working in tandem to identify someone they think has the tools they're buying low. They're speculating on the market. They're buying low on a guy they think they can turn into a top of the rotation starter. But in 2026, you are going to see him as your number four, maybe number five starter, so long as his elbow holds up. Because boy, oh boy, the Red Sox absolutely love injury-ridden reclamation projects.
So, Dimball, why did it cost you your number three prospect, a top 100 prospect, to get a fingers crossed, his elbow holds up, and he's good in the future kind of guy?
I think there are details about this guy that make a lot of teams go, well, there is something here. 6'6", you can't teach that. 275 pounds? No, yep. That seems a little too much.
6'6", 270.
He's a left tackle for the Patriots?
He is 6'6". I know that. I can't remember the weight off the top of my head, but he's a beast, and he's got to reach over 7 foot. There's a frame there that would look like, oh, if you can kind of harness all of these guys.
Dan Ball, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
According to Baseball Reference,
it is, isn't it?
He's 6'6", 275.
Okay, I thought I read that. I was like,
who is he, Jabba Chamberlain? Jeez.
I did think I was looking at the wrong sport when I was remembering that number.
I would like this trade better for the Patriots. I think he's a developmental right tackle.
Ben Brown. Yeah,
I was
going to
say.
Or,
yeah, no, honestly, if Anthony Jennings or Harold Landry gets hurt, you can always put in Oviedo.
So that's kind of the point. This guy is just simply built different. There is a lot of good stuff with the slider. It's a guy who can ramp it up to the high 90s. There's a lot of the picture when you don't take the stats into account. I'm Peter Schragering myself into this.
A little bit.
I know, but
the stats are the stats, whatever.
You're trying to buy low, or you're trying to buy a guy at value of what is supposed to be a top of the end starter. This is really hard to defend because I don't understand it in the slightest. You're adding to an issue that you already have, which is you have too many borderline MLB starting pitchers right now. Mm-hmm. You're adding to that and taking away from a guy who I thought was going to feature in a Joe Ryan deal, a Freddie Peralta deal, a Cole Reagans deal, a Ketel Marte deal, the kind of needle-moving deals that Craig Breslow foreshadowed this offseason. But instead, you're sending out a guy who I think still has good value as a top prospect for a guy who's not even insuredly making your rotation this year. There's not a lot of this that I get. I don't really like it at all.
Okay, you referenced it there. Craig Breslow, his words, in various points said, you know, we're set 3 through 10. We feel really good about that. We're looking for a guy who can walk side by side with Crochet at the top of the rotation into a playoff series. This ain't that. So is that affecting the way we look at this move? If he had never said those words, if he had just said, our priorities this offseason are to improve the baseball team, to improve the depth of our pitching staff so that we're better suited to be a good staff late in the year and into the postseason, but hadn't said some of the particulars, would we look at this trade differently?
Yes, we would, and to expand it out a little bit, if the Red Sox had been honest with fans for the last handful of years, I'm dead serious. Like, if since 20, and it is funny in like a ha-ha, this makes me sad kind of way, but if they had been honest since 2022 about what the end goal was of the Boston Red Sox, we wouldn't take this kind of tone when we're talking about the team. If they were just honest in saying that we're going through a rebuild, we're restocking the cupboards, and we're prioritizing more efficient spending on the players that we bring in than we did in years past, then as much as we wouldn't like it, we'd still understand it because we felt like they were being honest. I do not come out of any interaction that I hear with Craig Breslow, Sam Kennedy, or above and feel like I was told the truth about anything with the Red Sox. And it drives me up a freaking wall. So, no, I don't think that we're being told the truth about a lot of what's going on.
And Fitzy, does the order of operations here matter? And what I mean by that, if they swing back around, we get to the meetings next week, and all of a sudden we're talking about Pete Alonso. I keep wanting to call him Alfonso, and I don't know why. Pete Alonso.
You're thinking of the legend of Edgardo Alfonso.
Or I'm thinking of Alfonso, what's his name?
Ribeiro?
Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos and Fresh Prince. Could be that. Whatever. If we're talking Pete Alonso next week and Kyle Schwarber and big bats and offense, and we're suddenly looking at the lineup and we're stacking it and figuring out who's batting fifth and sixth, will we look at this move differently? Will this grow? Will our appetite grow for a trade like this or a trade for Sonny Gray if the bats are suddenly booming?
Of course it will. And if it doesn't, then you're just being mad for the sake of shaking an angry fist Soxward. If they're able to get two mighty bats and add that to the lineup, alleviating you of your fears of more Yoshida outfield trades, Tristan Casas playing a significant role, whatever. If you're able to get two big bats, and then you can say, oh, wow. So they added a couple of big bats and they lost Giolito, but they're going to bring in Connolly early and Sonny Gray and Oviedo. Like, okay, this is good. They're being proactive. They're making moves to keep up in the arms race of the AL East, which, by the way, is it me or does it seem like the AL East is the most active division right now in Major League Baseball?
Oh, absolutely.
In hot stove offseason terms.
Yeah, but that's also what you're getting back to, is you need to remember that is that's what the AL East is known for, right? Yankees, Red Sox,
Blue Jays.
It's what it's supposed to be. The only one that's more dominant is whatever that realignment expansion AL East was.
Oh, yeah, remember
the
that.
AL Northeast or whatever the hell it was, where it was like borderline unwinnable.
And then there was the Southeast where it was like Nationals, Orioles, Marlins, and somebody else,
and
Rays, maybe.
You were Yankees Mets,
Red Sox,
Phillies.
Mets, Phillies, yeah.
Like good luck in that division if you're not going to spend.
The Blue Jays are the new Red Sox. It's unfortunate, but it's always been a two-team race in the American League East. Now it's still a two-team race in the American League East. It's just the Yankees against a new team, and it's the Toronto Blue Jays because they care about winning.
So speaking of the bats and who they're targeting, Steve Phillips, MLB Network, kind of has the rundown of what they want to do and what.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What the options are.
What about Boston? I feel like they, and we've talked about this at length, Steve, they surprised even themselves at points last season. What does 2026 have in store?
So they're looking for offense right now. Primarily, ideally, they'd like right-handed bats. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not in on Kyle Schwarber. They are. But they want two out of five hitters, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, Alex Bregman, or Kazuma Okamoto at third base, or JT Realmuto behind the plate.
All right, there's your rundown. I feel like the list of five kind of trails off after three, if you're being honest. And that's where it's like, okay, you give us a list of five. If you start with Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber, we're going to be disappointed if you go to the back end of your list there. And Realmuto and Okamoto is the third baseman.
Nailed it.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Fitzy, if you could pick two. If they're picking two
Pick
your two? Pick two.
Like an appetizer and an entree. I get to pick two.
I like those. Like a good barbecue place, smoke shop barbecue. You go over there and they're like, well, you pick two meats. Oh, you're can I add a third meat? What's the add-on charge? Okay, Fitzy, pick two.
Yeah, I don't care what the upcharge is. It starts with Pete Alonso. I've been in on him since last year when Bradfoe told me he wouldn't be a good fit. I disagreed then. And then now all of a sudden Bradfoe's been telling me Pete Alonso would be a great fit. And I still agree with him there. And then the other one, I'll take Polanco, and then I want to spend to fill in for Bregman because Bregman's going to price himself out of New England.
Hey, Polanco wasn't on the list.
I'm ordering off menu. I'm allowed.
And no substitutions.
And then I'm taking my extra assets and all the extra money and getting Joe Ryan and then signing him to a deal the size of Crochet. And then we've got bats, we've got dongs, and we've got strikeouts.
Except they may not trade Joe Ryan, if you believe, and I don't.
I don't.
I don't believe the crap that comes out of Minnesota. I think there's a lot of BS. BS comes out of Boston, too. Don't
sure.
get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But it's... what was that knowing acknowledgement for?
Just using my ears and my brain to listen to what Craig Breslow and company say.
Oh, okay. Well, if you believe what's coming out of Minnesota, they're not going to trade Joe Ryan.
That's right. Ken Rosenthal reported that earlier today. Byron Buxton and Pablo,
yes,
what's his name?
Right.
I can't remember.
To
Lopez
me, that's,
also on the list.
We're not getting the offers we want to trade Joe Ryan out
right.
of Minnesota. That's trying to drum up the market. But, yeah, Fitzy went off the script a little bit there. So I'll go to you, Dan Ball. You're a man of principle and you follow instructions.
Yeah.
We were given five names by Steve Phillips.
Kay.
They're targets.
Okay.
Pick two.
It's Alonso and Bregman if I have to pick the two. I'm not interested in Realmuto. Okamoto, I don't want to roll the dice on something that you're spending good money for. And I think Schwarber and Alonso kind of cancel each other out. You need somebody who can play somewhere other than first base or DH as part of that. But if I can borrow Fitzy's rules and go off base, Ketel Marte out of Arizona. Seemingly he's on the market. Little steep. He's about $19 million, but he's a switch hitter, consistently a 280, 850 plus OPS kind of guy. Plays second base. So if you added Alonso and Ketel Marte to the right side of your infield with Story and Marcelo Meyer on the other side, then I would get busy with that as well.
508 has a good question. Realmuto, are they looking to trade Nervias as part of a deal for pitching? I feel like we have a lot of tradable assets now on the roster. Not even prospects. I'm not even talking necessarily about like Campbell and other guys.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's literally too many guys on the roster. You look at the outfield, you look at catcher, you look at pitcher. There's too many guys in the mix. Is it possible that some portion of those are going to be packaged together in another deal?
Yeah, it depends on who you're dealing with. Like if you're trading with Kansas City for Cole Reagans, they're not really about a rebuild right now. They want to keep Seth Lugo. They want to keep Michael Wacha. They want pieces that can help them win. So a Duran plus deal for Reagans is something that makes a lot of sense because you're able to trade from that glut of players that you have. You need to condense all of what you have in this offseason. That's my biggest goal. Take some of the good pieces you have, condense it in deals that bring you in great players, and that gives you a chance to compete.
And why did we stop talking about Skubal? Because everybody still says he's available, right? Like, you could trade for Tarik Skubal.
Theoretically.
And they keep trading for guys who were Cy Young candidates, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? Like, am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Instead of going for the guy that's supposedly available, because if you want people to be excited, there is no better move than Tarik Skubal. If you put those two hosses out there to steal a word from the midday show,
yeah,
like, that's ridiculous. Like, I would start thinking 07 Patriots when they got Moss and Welker with Brady. Like scorched earth kind of crap where we are back in terms of entitled town, the most unlikable fan on the planet. F you. We got these two guys. They get off the bus. You guys shouldn't even get off the bus because we're going to whoop your ass. That's two wins right there. Be careful because we might get another. We got some depth on. Like, why not that? Why are we acquiring guys who were Cy Young candidates 2, 3, and 4 years ago, Fitzy?
I don't know. I don't understand why, like, why that we just keep piling up, like, adequacy when you can just go for greatness.
Yeah.
Like, just, well,
Larry Lucchino would have gone after.
Might become something. When Andy,
like, that was
the best trades ever. One of the best trades ever in Red Sox history. No, it's not Heathcliff Slocum for Derek Lowe and Veritek. That's, like, the greatest. But one of the best trades was when Theo left the building for a while. Lucchino took over. Don't forget, Lucchino, he sent Hanley Ramirez to the Marlins for Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell. You do not win that World Series. You do not prove that 2004 was not a fluke without Lucchino saying, you know what? I keep hearing Hanley Ramirez is something, but you know what? Josh Beckett can beat the Yankees on a big stage, and Mike Lowell is clutch AF, and turns out he was right.
Yeah, we don't have that mentality. We're closer to it, I feel like. Bloom was as far away from that as you could possibly be. Yeah, Bloom was like...
By design.
Breslow, I think, is a little closer to that. Like, he did go get you Crochet. He did aggressively sign Bregman to a high AAV, interesting contract. Like, he's done some things, but he's not all in. He's not Dave Dombrowski, who's like, wait, Scooble's available? Why wouldn't I just go for Scooble? Why would I F around with Sonny Gray and... anybody else?
Well, because no matter who's in charge, Bloom, Breslow, Alex Cora, who I think is coming next. I still believe that, and I'll believe it until it's proven to be untrue. They all pray to a higher power, which is organizational efficiency. Making a move for Tarik Skubal with 1 year on his contract before he becomes a free agent is an inefficient move. You're trading future assets for 1 year of a guy who is dead set on going to the free agent market. Does a championship contender and a team that values winning over all else make that move? Absolutely, they do. But that's not the Red Sox. It's an inefficient move according to their models and the way that they spend money, and that's why they're never in those kind of conversations.
There are few things that get me less excited about a baseball season than organizational efficiency.
But am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're right, but it's like... It's the worst, like, build up to sex ever. It's like, you know, we're not doing that. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know where we're going here. This is not pillow talk. This is not getting me excited.
Well, it also kills me. I mean, I grew up, you grew up, Fitzy, you grew up, everybody grew up watching the Red Sox be at the forefront of all these conversations. Yeah. From 2004 on, it was the Red Sox versus the Yankees. And then it kind of became the Red Sox versus the Yankees versus the Dodgers for some of these players. And now it's the Yankees versus the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays for all of these players. And the Red Sox
and the Phillies.
The Red Sox are comfortable with bringing in the Oviedos, the Grays, the project guys, and it just does not make me want to root for my favorite team as much as I do when you're going for A-Rod, when you're going for Skubal. It kills me as a Red Sox fan.
And even worse, to put a bow on it, they continue to be the verbal teases.
Yep.
Trade deadline, we're going to get a number two starter in Joe Ryan.
Yep.
Now, we're going to get a number two starter and two big bets. And then your actions don't follow up your words, and you wonder why no one trusts you, and there's pessimism and angst in Red Sox Nation. That's going to do it for the drive today here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, don't look now, but somebody's got a 3-game winning streak.
Let's go.
Even though he's only got a 4-9 record. The pick six segment, baby. I'm feeling confident in my pick this week. That's all it takes. Couple wins, and I'm feeling good. Pick six parlay up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.